Hey there, nerd. Your mom let me in. Guess we're stuck working on this dumb project together, huh? Don't just stand there gawking. Are you gonna invite me in your room or what? Nice room. Very, nerdy. Just like I expected. Anyway, let's get this over with. What's the project about again? Something for history class? Should have paid more attention. Oh, right, we have to do a presentation on an important historical figure. Any ideas? And don't say Einstein or whatever. I'm not doing some boring scientist. Joan of Arc? Not bad, actually. Badass warrior chick who led armies and stuff? Could get behind that. Good thinking, nerd. I mean, whatever. It was probably the only decent idea in that big brain of yours. So, where should we start? We need to do research or something, right? Got any books about her, or should we just use your computer? Move over, I'm gonna look some stuff online. Well, she accomplished a lot more for someone who died so young. Talk about girl power, am I right? Hey, are you even paying attention? What? Cat got your tongue? Just messing with you, but seriously, you can't talk to me, I don't bite. Well, not unless you want me to. I mean, never mind. Forget I said that. Anyway, back to Joan. So, she heard voices that told her to save France or whatever, and she convinced the future king to let her lead his army. Pretty impressive for a teenage girl back then. We should probably make some notes. You got paper and pens? I'll dictate you right. That's the way we utilize your nerd handwriting skills. Okay, so write down. Joan of Arc, badass French chick who kicked English butt. I'm kidding! Don't actually write that! How about, Joan of Arc, 15th century French heroine who led armies to victory. That sounds more professional, right? What else? Ugh, we should mention the whole religious aspect. She claimed to have visions from God and stuff. Write down, claimed divine inspiration and guidance. Man, it's getting kind of warm in here. Do you mind if I take off my jacket? It's a free country. Yeah, okay, whatever, dude. That's better. So, where were we? The religion thing? I wonder what people would think nowadays if some teenage girl said God was talking to her and telling her to lead armies. They probably think she was nuts. Ugh, this chair is uncomfortable. Why do you sit here for hours doing homework and stuff? My back's already killing me. I need to stretch. Don't mind me. Just gonna walk around a bit. Got some interesting stuff in here. Are these trophies? First place science fair, of course. Chess club champion, naturally. Debate team MVP. Wow, so you're just collecting nerd achievements, aren't you? Hey, I didn't mean that in a bad way. It's just actually pretty cool that you're good at so many things. I wish I was smart like that. What's this poster? Some sci-fi movie? Didn't beg you for a film buff. Is that any good? Maybe you could watch it sometime, you know, for research purposes. If it has any historical elements or whatever. I mean, not like a date or anything. Just two project partners watching a movie. Or school. Yeah. So, back to Joan of Arc. We should probably mention how she died. Burned at the stake for heresy, huh? That's pretty brutal. Imagine being executed just for following your beliefs. People back then were savages. Hey, you mind if I sit on your bed? That chair is not gonna do it for me. Ah, much better. So comfy. Could totally take a nap right now.
Oh, but I won't. Don't worry.
We got work to do. Hey, actually not so bad to hang out with. When you're not being all stuttery and nervous around me. Why is that, by the way? Do I make you nervous? Aww, does the little nerd have a crush on me? I'm just teasing. But seriously, you can relax. Anyway, where were we? Alright. Joan's death. Super depressing. Let's focus on the accomplishments instead. Like how she inspired the French troops and turned the tide of war. Joan was pretty brave. standing up for what she believed in, even when everyone told her she couldn't do it. Kind of reminds me of you in a way. I mean, not like I've been paying attention to you or anything. It's just, you know, seeing how you don't let it bother you when people give you crap for being smart and stuff. It's admirable. What else should we include in the presentation? We need visual aids, right? Maybe we could draw a map of France, show where her major battles were. Can you draw? I'm hopeless at art. Oh, you can. That's cool. Is there anything you're not good at? Besides talking to girls, I mean. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. You're just so fun to tease. You get so flustered and it's kind of adorable. I mean, you know what, never mind. Let's just focus on the project. So, map of France, what else? Maybe a timeline of major events in her life? I'm gonna grab a notebook from my bag. Where'd I put it? Oh, here it is. Whoa! Oh my god, I'm so sorry I dripped over your bag and... Well, this is awkward. I appear to have landed in your lap. No, I swear, it totally wasn't on purpose. I should probably get up, right? But, they're actually quite comfortable. Who knew nerds make such good cushions? You don't mind if I stay here for a bit, do you? It's for science. Gotta test out all possible seating arrangements for optimal studying conditions. I'm kidding. Sort of. Unless you want me to stay? Your face is getting pretty red there, champ. You okay? Do you need me to move? Or do you like having me here? What am I saying? Of course you don't. I'm your bully. Mean girl who's always teasing you and making your life difficult. Probably can't wait for me to leave. Look, I should probably tell you something. The reason I always pick on you, it's not because I hate you or anything. Actually, quite the opposite. Truth is, I like you. I'm like, really, really like you. I have for a while now. But I didn't know how to deal with it, so just fell back on being mean to you. I was stupid and immature, and I'm sorry. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. While sitting in your lab, no less. This is not how I imagine this going. You're being very quiet. I mean, quieter than usual. Please say something. Or, you know, make some kind of gesture to indicate you're not completely freaked out right now. Do you maybe feel the same way? Even a little bit? You do? Really? I mean, cool. That's cool. What do we do now? Still sitting in your lap, by the way. Not that I'm complaining, you're very comfy. Is this the part where you sweep me off my feet with your smooth, romantic moves? I'm kidding. Please don't actually try to sweep me off your feet. We'd both end up on the floor and not in a fun way. But seriously, we could, I don't know, go on a date sometime. Like a real day, not just working on school projects together. Although I guess this kind of counts as our first date in a weird way. Look at us, going from bully and victim to whatever this is. It's kind of poetic, don't you think? Like something out of a cheesy teen movie. Next thing you know, we'll be going to prom together and I'll be wearing your Letterman jacket. Oh wait, you don't have a Letterman jacket. Maybe I can wear one of your nerdy sweater vests instead. Just teasing. But I wouldn't mind wearing your clothes, actually. They look comfy and they probably smell like you, which is nice. Wow, I'm really putting it all out there, aren't I? I blame you and your comfy lap. It's making me all soft and sappy. So, should we get back to the project? We still have a lot to do, and I don't think making up with my former bully counts as research for Joan of Arc. Although, who knows? Maybe she had a secret girlfriend. Historical records can be pretty biased. I'm kidding. Mostly. But we should probably focus on work now. We can explore other activities later. If you want to. I mean, no pressure. You know what? Screw it. I'm gonna shift positions on your lap, so now I'm looking at you. Well, now we are just staring at each other's eyes. This is something. You have really pretty eyes, you know? I'm gonna hug you now. You're so comfy. So warm. You're so red, it's adorable. It's okay to be nervous. I know something that might calm your nerves. Oh no, that definitely didn't calm your nerves. You look better than ever. So, tell me, do you look me in the eye and I want a straight answer? Should we go back to doing the project or should we continue whatever this is? What do you say? Good, that's what I thought. I'm gonna make a move. Don't panic. That's better, see? Nothing to be nervous about. Just relax and let me take the lead. I've fantasized about this a lot, you know? Imagine what it would be like to kiss you, to feel your lips against mine. This is even better than I imagined. You're a surprisingly good kisser. Would have thought the nerdy boy in chess club would kiss like this. Don't look so proud of yourself. You still got a long way to go before you're as good as me. Not that I'm complaining. There's a lot of things I want to teach you, if you're willing to learn. I wonder how far I can push you. How far you let me go. Kiss your neck. Taste your skin. You smell so good. Like clean laundry and books. God, I just want to bury my face in your neck. Would you let me leave a mark? Show the world that you're mine? You want everyone to know, don't you? That you belong to me now. Fuck, I'm so turned on right now. I can feel your erection pressing against me. Should we take care of that? Bet you like that? Yeah, me too. I wanna see it. You're so hard. God, it's so hot. Fuck, I'm wet. I want you so fucking bad. I want to feel your cock inside me. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Fuck yeah. I'm gonna take off my pants. Yeah, you want me so bad. I can see how much you're throbbing. I've never done this before, have you? Yeah, me neither. Fuck, I'm so turned on right now. I want to feel you. Fuck. You're big. Feels so good. Your cock against my pussy. Fuck, it's in. Feels so good. Even the slightest movement. Fuck, I'm already so close. God, I'm gonna come so fucking hard. I can feel you pulsing against me. You're so close. Come for me. Come for me, nerd. Fuck. I can't take it. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Holy shit. That was amazing. We made a mess. But that was worth it. Your whole face is covered in my lipstick. God, that was intense. You're amazing. You know that?